In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Famous figures in history have experienced their life works as a call. Great achievements have been accomplished by men and women, motivated by a sense of destiny. Inspirational dreams have come true because of a commitment to a vision. When Jesus chose the apostles, he issued a call to them. As we heard just now in today's gospel reading, we heard a record of that call today involving two sets of brothers, Peter and Andrew, and John and James. All were fishermen, and Jesus said to them two simple words, "Follow me." Their positive decision to accept the challenge was the beginning of a tremendous story which they wrote through their ministries by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus had a mission to accomplish, and as a man could not do it alone. He needed people to help him and went out and found them. He called them in everyday circumstances. In fact, God often chooses ordinary people in ordinary conditions. When they respond completely with their heart, he makes them extraordinary by his grace in order to accomplish his purposes. What a life the apostles had working with Christ. How many countless souls did they win for God and his kingdom? They truly became fishers of men and women by the grace of God. Simon, for example, became Peter the Rock, the head of the early church of Jerusalem, an important missionary leader, and became the patron of the church of Rome itself, because that's where he went and was eventually martyred. Andrew, who also was a great missionary, became the patron of the Church of Constantinople. And we, at that time, it was known as Byzantium, but after Constantine brought the capital from Rome, he named the city Constantinople. John was the beloved disciple, whose legacy included the fourth gospel and epistles bearing his name. He was the patron of Ephesus and became known as the theologian. Many beautiful writings, mainly of love and the inspiration of Jesus Christ. Many people experience a call from God in their lifetime. Some may be called to a specific task, such as a teacher, a nurse, a musician, a worker for the poor, a missionary, a doctor, a nurse, or even a priest. They perceive their task as a God-given charge to which they apply themselves with devotion. There are numerous examples of people who aspire to great things in our church and do beautiful works. We have them here. In fact, every life, male or female, young or elderly, rich or poor, educated or not, can be transformed into a calling. Every task, whether that of a teacher or student, a person in business or homemaker, a restaurateur or professional athlete, can be affected by the call of God. Ordinary tasks become extraordinary when we place our lives in the hands of God. And I always mention that when I think of the apostles, these 12 ordinary men who received the Holy Spirit just recently in Pentecost. And they received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and these fishermen, tax collectors, are able to do not ordinary things, but extraordinary things. And we are able to do the same. Let me conclude with the words of St. Paul from his epistle to the Corinthians. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. May God send His Holy Spirit upon us, and may we do extraordinary things for His glory. Amen.